Steve Coonan is here, Hawk CEO. Steve, we had Arthur Blank on yesterday. We replayed it today for our listeners, and he's going to be honored going to the Ring of Honor on Sunday. I'm just curious. You've been in this city a long time. You know everybody. You've done a lot. What does Arthur Blank mean to Atlanta?
Oh, I mean, I think he's been a giant in multiple cases, from the millions of jobs created and the value and wealth created at Home Depot to taking a pretty morbid Falcons franchise and turning our city into a destination for all kinds of places. I think the Atlanta United has been probably the most successful expansion team in the history of sports. So his resume is long and written with brilliance.
It's a good way to put it, man. Yeah, we talked about it, Steve. You know, the vision going all the way back to when, you know, no disrespect, but the Smiths just were the Smiths. It was kind of like the Beverly Hillbillies. But when Arthur takes over the Smith family, you know, getting those tickets down to $10 in the 300 level, getting a whole new, basically a whole new generation of Falcon fans, which coincided with the arrival of Mike Vick, which kind of, you know, really did kind of energize the fan base.
Absolutely. I mean, everything they touched, you know, worked really, really well. And I just think he's done so many innovative things. And I'm not sure people really understand how incredible the Atlanta United is. I mean,
right,
most soccer teams are playing in custom stadiums of 21, 23,000. He's playing in a giant stadium and has 70,000. He, you know, and an owner's job is to hire the right people. It's to put the right people in place. Arthur's not sitting in meetings, you know, making small and tactical decisions, but he put the right people in leadership, and the rewards have been awesome, you know. So, well-deserved. Not sure what free Cokes and hot dogs mean to celebrate, but hey.
It is Steve Coonan, Hawks. Yeah, no doubt. Hawks CEO. I do want to mention something that you guys are doing, because it's always about giving back to the community, and that is the Million Meal event that you guys have coming up. Chris is actually, our producer is going to be out there broadcasting at State Farm from 12 to 4 on Saturday. Can you talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, this is one of my favorite things of the year. When we reopened the arena, we were looking to do something that needed to be done in Atlanta, and that was to help food insecurity. It's hard for a lot of us, especially us hefty boys, to imagine going to bed, you know, hungry because you can't and don't have the resources to eat. So partnering with State Farm, we put together a program where we have 6,000 volunteers come to our arena, and we pack over 1 million meals of shelf-stable food that's all used and donated in Atlanta. It's a party. Players are there. DJs. It's great team effort. I've been in charge of sealing bags of rice and probably the easiest jobs because they're scared I'll screw something up. But it's so much fun to work on the line with all the different people. And then you have an incredible opportunity to give back to your city, to volunteer, and to really, really have a good time.
Chris, real quick, we got a website, by the way, if people want to get involved. I know it's never too late, I presume, or if you want to just get down there and get involved with the entire
deal. Yeah, you can just go to statefarmarena.com.
That was easy. It's our man, Steve Coon, everybody's favorite CEO. The kids call him Puffy K. Joins us here on the waitfor.com hotline. All right, Stevie, we got a very strange Georgia game. I know you're a Georgia alum, proud Georgia Bulldog alum. I know it's always weird. Barbara Dooley said it's always strange when Georgia plays Kentucky, but that was a big lackluster. And now they've dropped the number two in the nation.
Well, that's okay, because it only matters at the end of the season. And as we said on this fine program, it was going to be closer than the experts thought. We do always struggle up there. But I thought Kirby's post-game remarks on the field right after, back to ESPN, we're counting the Missouri close contest, down 10-0 at Auburn at the half. I'm not telling you he does that on purpose in any way, shape, or form. But I think Kirby Smart has had one of the great weeks of his coaching career, being able to just knock all the arrogance and satisfaction off the players by showing them that they almost lost the game, which, you know, I don't think they were supposed to lose. And I think going into Alabama tomorrow, it's probably the best thing that Kirby could have wanted.
Yeah, bye week this week, next Saturday, Bama. I agree with you. I mean, like, the timing of it is almost perfect as far as being able to kind of regroup and do all the things you want to do. Steve, I've known Adrian Wojnarowski for 20-some-odd years. Matter of fact, I used to call Adrian. He'd come on anytime, and then he got to a point where he said, I can't come on anymore because he was so busy. He retires from ESPN, and I know you have a great relationship with him. What's he mean to the NBA stepping away? We don't know who's going to step in and take that spot. But we talked about this week. I mean, to go to St. Bonaventure, I know that's his alum. You know, his school. To be the general manager, which is sort of a new position in college sports. But what does this mean as far as Woj and the Woj bombs that we got so used to over the last, 15 years?
You know, Woj is a very close friend of our family. My son represents him as his agent, along with others at CAA. And this came as a public surprise, but this has been going on. The conversation's been going on for a while. And, I think you guys and I have the luxury of basically working, a schedule. There's a lot of hours involved, and, it's not always peaches and cream. But he literally was on call every minute of the day, And if you recall, in the last 5 to 7 years, the NBA offseason's become almost as interesting as the in-season.
True.
And at a point in time, I think he looked at his life. I think he looked at what he cares about. He's deeply religious, cares about St. Bonaventure. And he's made a lot of, financial gains. And he just said, this is what I want to do. And I find it so astounding that he told the truth, 100% transparent. And people can't really accept that, because the money was real and the money was big. But he's closed that chapter and he opened another one. So I really admire that. I truly, truly do. From a league standpoint, I'll tell you a little secret. So I've been in the draft room now for the last 10 years, and Woj was getting the picks and releasing them before any of us knew what was happening with other teams, before the commissioner announced them.
It's incredible.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. And Steve, to your point, I mean, again, some people are going to say, well, teams are telling what Steve is telling you is he's so connected that he had the insider information to run with it before the picks were made.
Right.
And that is just uncommon, guys. I mean, the odds of him being wrong on that, and he was never wrong. So I'm with you. I mean, like, that's the part where I admire his work ethic. And for those who know the work that he put in, and you do, and that's why I'm asking you about this, it's incredible, man. So we talked about it.
The other thing about him is we talked about most of the stuff we talked about, if not all, was off the record. He is so bright and so brilliant and understands the people. He understands the business. He understands so much of the NBA that he would call just to check in and have a conversation. It'd be the highlight of my week, And obviously, when you have family representing him, I had to be super careful. I never talked about anything. Because I didn't want to get that side eye. Well, how the hell did Woj know that? Trust me, there were some, uncomfortable moments. But he had almost like the world's greatest detective, built sources, built information, had intuition, and he was rarely, if ever, wrong. And I think our sport will miss him. I'm not sure there's a successor, and I don't think there is. And I'm not sure how important having a successor is, because information comes out so quickly now, direct to consumer, that it can come from 100 sources versus one. But, yeah, hell of a job, man.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a Steve Kuhn of the Hawks CEO, and again, a former TV executive, the number one TV show on the planet, Sunday Night Football, coming to Atlanta. What's your feeling for Sunday night, man? Obviously, Monday night was about as great as it gets for this team.
Monday night was surreal. you're sitting there, you go, did that really just happen? You know, Philadelphia, it's so interesting. If they would have handed the ball off twice, we probably couldn't have come back and won. You know?
Right. Well, hey, man, we're excited that No, we just, you know, I just thought you'd expand on the thought, Steve. It's okay.
No, Steve, I'm getting ready to.
This is called the prequel.
No, because I said to Arthur Blank yesterday, we don't win games like this here in Atlanta. We don't do these things. It was 6 years since last time we had to come from behind on a touchdown last minute.
Yeah, but what I think it does is gives us an incredible amount of confidence going into the game against the team who seems to do what we did last weekend, and that's find a way to win. I haven't missed a Chiefs game in years, and you watch the last 2, 3, 4 minutes of those games, they're winning with virtually improbable odds of winning. 4th and 16, 3 men rushed, 8 men back for Cincinnati, and there's a PI that allows the drive to go on, and Buckner kicks the field goal. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that we did last week, so maybe the mojo stays with us. I think it'll be a really great game. I'm hoping that the city shows up. We have all of our players going. It's going to be a real outing because everybody wants to go see the game. So yeah. Downtown should be alive. It should be electric.
We are how far away from camp? 2 weeks? How far?
We start on the 30th. So media day is the 30th. And hope to see you guys there. And then they're going to the beautiful. We're sending them to Athens. I think some of them are hoping it's Greece. They're going to be a little disappointed when they find out it's Georgia on a bus. Some of the international guys, this is amazing. We're going back to Europe.
Reese, I say. Yeah. It's like, we're going back,
home.
Who knew you could take a bus to go to Greece?
Exactly. I don't have the heart to tell them.
Oh, well, listen, the point is, guys, we're a few weeks away, and then, believe it or not, October, man, preseason games for the Hawks, and then we get into the season. Steve, thank you. As always, go Falcons, and we will talk to you next week. We'll start to gear up a little bit more for some NBA conversation and things, but great stuff, man, and we hope the Falcons are able to get another dub this week.
And let's not forget, our Braves need to win a few games this weekend.
Oh, brother, it's going down to the wire.
October fun.
Right.
Down to the wire with your miserable Mets, Mike.
Right, they're seeming to hit now, but it seems is it too little too late? We're going to find out.
All right, Steve Kuhnin, have a great weekend, man. Thank you so much.
Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.